This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. From Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Tonight we kick off in Indonesia, where the government has asked Google to block gay dating apps. Indonesia's Ministry of Communications and Information wants technological giant Google to block access to about 70 LGBTI apps. The ministry asked the company to block access to the apps in the Google Play Store, singling out the gay social networking app Blued.
Which is kind of like Grindr, really.
The equivalent, yep. While it struggles to block access to the app's website, which keeps shifting its domain name to avoid being closed down. Now, this is actually in line with the government's move to ban LGBTI content online across the board. The Chinese-owned Blued is the world's largest gay dating app with more than 27 million users globally.
Wow, not bad.
Yeah, I wonder how that stacks up against Grindr. Indonesia's move to block LGBTI social networking apps is the latest in a move to oppress the country's LGBTI communities.
The government's been attacking the online environment, blocking GIFs on WhatsApp. They've also raided some gay parties where reported that allegedly gay men were engaging in pornographic activities, as they describe.
Well, yeah, they use Indonesia's anti-pornography laws to kind of execute the raids, yeah. And yeah, it's a bit of a...
Just as we were coming into the studio, our friends at Kaleidoscope Australia have posted a story which indicates that Indonesian political parties are rushing to criminalise LGBT activity after an apparent push for same-sex marriage. So we'll keep an eye on that story as well. Now, looking worldwide at Facebook, you might have read in the news, has been making or is about to make some changes to the news feed. And there is a risk that homophobes will be asked to rate the trustworthiness of LGBTI media. The new rules would ask Facebook users to rate news outlets that have been called into question. This was announced just this past week by CEO Mark Zuckerberg. He's trying to take on the so-called fake news that's been rolling out around the world. He says there's too much sensationalism, misinformation and polarisation in the world today. And that's not just Donald Trump.
Now, it sounds like a great idea.
In theory. There's a risk. So LGBT people in the world are estimated to make about 5 to 10%. It means that if there is some sort of global popularity contest on news sites, that conservative groups could hone in on LGBT media outlets
and
give them a poor rating just by volume,
yeah.
The trustworthiness index would go down.
Now, you would have to think that they've kind of thrown this about out across the boardroom table and, you know, had a few ideas bringing up topics such as those. So I wonder what their rebuttal to that is, because...
We don't know yet.
Yeah,
if it sounds like they've done a bit for the PR...
Well, the PR is great, but if the wrong people get together, then, like you say, LGBTI sources could be swamped completely.
And it can go, and it will go broader than that to any minority group. So, Jewish community or any minority group could receive the same troubling outcomes.
Some have actually called the move troubling, asking Facebook to clarify how it would vet the users it asked to rank news sites. So you can add the World Wide Wave crew onto those concerns.
And now over to Croatia, where it's had its first same-sex parents kids book, and it's sold out already.
Woohoo!
A kids book featuring same-sex parents has been released by the Rainbow Families Association. The book My Rainbow Family was launched in the capital and promptly sold out. A statement from the French embassy in Croatia, where the book was launched, said, "We are confident that it is worth fighting for tolerance and respect for diversity, which are at the core of our shared European values." The coordinator of the Rainbow Families Association, Daniel Martinovic, said the demand for the first run of the book was unexpected.
That's a great start. Across to Samoa now, where tributes are flowing for a fierce Fafafine and LGBTI champion. Mama Roger founded the Samoan Fafafine Association in 2006 and remained its president until she suddenly passed away this past week. Fafafine is a third gender for Samoa and many Pacific Island countries. Mama Roger was a very active human rights advocate, a long list of achievements, one of the key ones being that she convinced the conservative and very Christian Samoan Prime Minister to be one of the patrons of the Fafafine Association.
Now that's an achievement if ever I heard one. In Taiwan, Taiwan will be the next country to add a third gender to official documents. A welcome announcement has made Taiwan the latest country to add a third gender to their passports. Now this measure, which was proposed by the country's Gender Equality Committee, means that the country is one step away from including an X option on passports, pending approval from the Ministry of the Interior.
So Canada, Australia, Denmark, Germany, Malta, New Zealand, Pakistan, India, Ireland and Nepal have all gone down this path of having the X option. And indeed, again, New Zealand beat us. They were the first nation to introduce the X option on the passport.
And news in brief, in Brazil, 2017 was officially the deadliest year on record for violent deaths of LGBT people.
In Bangladesh, third gender option added to voting forms.
In Ghana, a social media host has faced criticism after an interview with Ghana's first openly trans female.
And in the USA, Georgetown University, the oldest Catholic academic institution in America, has approved residential housing for an LGBT-centric centre for students examining gender identity and sexual orientation.
And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, World Wide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.